The opinions you love. The history you crave. This is Rant EM Radio.
Episode 5 of Old Head vs. Young Buck on the air on Rant Entertainment Media. I'm your host as always, Double A, being joined. Double A, shit! I fucked up. I'm Rage. Fuck. Anyway, I'm kind of slow tonight.
Let me explain to the audience.
Don't start.
I don't know, I personally think he hit something before coming on the air, because he's not Double A, and this is an episode 5, so
this
I don't know what...
This is kind of episode 5, isn't it? Okay,
no.
You know what, alright.
It's not.
Alright.
Considering that this is a monthly show, and we've only been a network for 3 months...
This is the fourth, now it hits me, yeah, it's the fourth.
Okay.
So... Yeah, sorry about that. I'm Rage, and of course, that's the boss of this network, Double A. And I didn't hit anything. I didn't have any sort of joint today. It's like it's been a very down and slow day for me.
It's hump day. It shouldn't be a down or slow day.
It is. It's been a very down day because because my college teacher is very lousy, and he bores me to death to the point where I just go to sleep. So when I wake up, I just feel all dizzy and shit, and then I come home, I go to sleep, and then I wake up, and I still feel kind of dizzy. But yeah.
Wow. Anyways.
Yeah,
that's right, Tony C.
Oh, shut up, Tony.
deep down inside, everybody.
I wish I could be Double A for a day. I really wish I could. You know, considering the kind of guy Double A is, and, you know, he lives in Miami of all cities. You know, where women are half dressed and shit. You know.
Yes. That's exactly.
And then they're always running up to him,
right?
Having them sign their tits and whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I'm the Messiah.
You're the hunky fella, aren't you?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, that's exactly how it is. Now, normally I would be laid out during this show because I stay silent, but
I wanted him to be on tonight.
But William and Surfer apparently don't know how to tell time, because those two people were supposed to be on, right?
All three of you were supposed to be on.
I'm just the producer. You know?
Still, you can be on whenever you want. Shit, it's your network.
I know that. But you see, I have this thing that if people hear me all the time, they get tired of me. And that's why my appearances on the Colin show are so sporadic.
Who gets tired of Double A? Come on.
You'd be surprised.
Who gets tired of hearing that voice?
Oh, yeah. This sexy voice, man. Oh, man.
But yeah, apparently we're supposed to be joined tonight by Surfer and William Morgan of the Call-In Show.
So let's put some good money
down.
And
Tony C will be joining us tonight if he starts calling. If he'll call in. Let's go, Tony.
Oh yeah, okay. If you guys want to call in, normally this show does not take calls, but just use the normal rant number, 954-889-7268, AA the rant, all one word on Skype. And yeah, but let's take a general consensus poll, because usually Surfer's very punctual about these things. Uh-huh. So there could be one of two things going on: the internet went out again after what you heard last night, or Surfer's asleep. Now,
I got 50 on it that says Surfer's asleep.
Now, we could be horrible people and call Surfer. I do have his cell phone.
You're really going to call him?
But he's an older man, so we'll let him sleep. He needs his sleep.
He could either be either that, or he's beaten off the Tamina pictures again.
No. He's usually signed on Skype when that happens.
I'll just jump right into it and answer the question that everybody's wanting to know.
Yes.
About the date.
Yes.
On Friday night.
Yes.
First of all, let me get one thing straightened out before I jump into this. For all you pervs out there, like Double A,
Tony C,
who thinks
what's going on, Double A,
especially Tony C, who thought me and her had sex.
First of all, let me tell you something, sir. I knew for a fact you did not lay down the law on Friday night, and that you were not going to lay down the law on Friday night, considering that, number one, you were going on a date out in public, and number two, who the hell would screw each other in New York City from Newark, of all places? Anyways, I'm just speaking out of my
mouth.
Who would
screw anyone on South Beach?
Oh, there's a lot of people that screw each other on South Beach because it's a nude beach.
Yeah, because you guys are loose like that. But anyway.
Anyways, listen. I knew that you were not going to be, parking the car in the garage because, number one, I know you don't drive. And, quite frankly, probably her garage door doesn't have an opener. So, you got to work on opening the door.
Where does he get this shit? I really don't know, but...
Oh, I got tons of them.
I bet you do, but anyway. So Friday we decided to meet early. So the thing was, so I had I left school at around 2, so I caught the bus downtown. That's where we met up. And then we immediately caught the train out to New York. First thing we did, we went to the Dallas BBQs in New York. Now, if you're ever in Dallas BBQ and you ever have a craving for good barbecue chicken, I suggest you go down there. They have the best barbecue chicken in the world. But we had a nice little meal, talked for about an hour. We left out.
Now, did you have the munchies while you were eating this meal, Ray?
And by the way, she's not a supplier, Double A. She's not my supplier. Just because she buys, just like I do, does not mean she's my damn supplier.
You know that you're gonna Bogart her stash. Stop.
Oh, no. So wait. Because we're together. That means we share.
You won't find a reasoning for going out and getting your own stash. You'll just
But she's not poke my off supplier, hers. Though.
That means she is.
She's not a supplier.
All right, fine.
Jeez.
Continue with your story.
So we took a nice walk. We went to Central Park, New York. It was the first time I've ever been to Central Park. I mean, I've been to New York a plenty of times, but that was the first time I've ever been to Central Park. And sat on the bench. We looked at the glorious, very packed New York traffic. Go ahead, Tony. So you were gonna ask something?
I was gonna ask. So. Get to the good part, man. Come on.
No. Let him. Number one, I'm sure he doesn't have much to talk about tonight. So stretch this story out. stretch it out because
first of all, I have a lot to talk.
Oh, please, if it's the Kardashians, I don't want to talk about it.
I'm not gonna.
There we go.
I'm not gonna talk about those bitches. Are you crazy?
Anyways, continue with your story because because when I think of hot New York City dates, I think about the bench in Central Park. So go ahead.
About the bench, but we had a nice long talk on the bench. Then we got up. We went to the top of the rock, and I was scared of shit because you know me, I'm scared of heights. But she calmed me down. She grabbed my ass and
and pushed you over the ledge.
She pushed.
Whoa.
Fucking asshole.
Whoa.
But we had a nice make out on the top of the rock. And then took the train home and sat there sleeping. It was a nice long ride home, and then took her home, and then nice little kiss, and then we went our separate ways.
Now, are you sure she grabbed your ass,
Yeah, she grabbed my ass.
She grabbed your ass? You sure she wasn't trying to look for your wallet?
You're funny, man. No, good she does not look for my wallet.
It is New York.
Because my wallet was in my front jacket pocket.
Okay.
Aha. Uh-huh. Yeah. So, we had a nice Friday. And then Saturday, of course, if you haven't checked out my Facebook, I went to a pro camp for Carmelo Anthony, and I got to meet him.
Oh, yeah. I remember you mentioning that.
So it was a busy weekend for you, huh?
It was. It really was. I got to meet my favorite basketball player, a player that's 10 times better than, oh, let's say LeBron James. But
what do I care? Why do I care? I don't give a damn what whatever he does. Carmelo Anthony, he's a damn. Carmelo is a Spanish candy. I don't give a damn what candy Anthony does.
Now, Rage, I heard to the grapevine that you have a weekend getaway planned.
You heard right. You heard right. On a Friday, August 23rd to Sunday, August 25th, me and her will be at a hotel.
And they're going to be canoodling all weekend long.
Will you guys be spooning Rage? Are you going to spoon with them?
That's the general plan.
They're going to spoon. He thinks they might do a little curtanging.
What are you talking about?
Let's just put it this way, Tony C. He's gonna put the do not disturb tag on the door.
Oh, you taking her to the SmackDown Hotel?
Oh, whatever. I spared no expense at picking a fine hotel for this. Yes. This getaway.
How many stars does this hotel in Newark get?
The hotel's not even in Newark. It's in Syracuse.
Oh, excuse me.
More closer to the city, and it's a 4-star.
Oh, excuse me.
A 4-star. All right.
Jeez. You guys are pervs.
We're not pervs.
Yes, you are.
First of all, If you don't know the definition of a perv, a perv, okay, is a guy who comes on the air week in, week out and asks if I'm going to the strip club or if I'm buying a hooker. That's a pervert.
That's kind of perv-ish.
All right, I have not said anything perverted yet.
The only reason I asked is because you went to Vegas and you live in Miami, so of course I'm going to assume. Gonna pick up some tail on the way, right?
Hey, Rage. Yeah, be careful. Next thing you know, you'll be in a full blown relationship.
This is kind of a full blown relationship.
That fast, huh?
Oh.
It's kind of there.
It's kind of there, huh?
Kind of there. Have you ever been kind of there with the chick, Double A?
Of course. Listen. You, in order to get all the way there, I guess you have to be kind of there first.
And
Tony C. That's how it starts. You got to be kind of it. You got to meet.
But then again, Rage is capable of doing things ass backwards.
And
he'll start with kind of there, and he'll go backwards to I'm just getting there.
You think I'm not capable of these kind of moments?
I didn't say that. I just said you're capable of doing things a little wonky.
I don't do shit wonky when it comes down.
So let me explain. Let me ask this question. I should say.
Okay.
So you went out on a date on Friday. All right. Okay.
All right.
It is Wednesday now, so we're talking. It's 5 days later. Is this something that had been brewing prior to the date, or is it now budding as a result of the date going forward?
This is something that's been brewing.
Ah, well, okay. And you guys had your first date on Friday.
Yeah.
And it's just you're just about there now. Already?
Three. took Rage a while to,
Look, I'm not questioning.
I'm good with women. I'm good with women sometimes.
I don't know. Grabbed your ass.
She grabbed my ass.
you didn't grab hers. Okay? Be very careful, Rage, because I don't want to.
She has a nice sizable ass.
I didn't say anything about her ass. I said just be careful because usually when that happens, Rage. You're gonna come on the rant in about 3 years, and you're gonna say, "Well, me and the missus went to her mother's again this weekend, and I had to fix her mom's radiator in the basement because it was." Doesn't she do anything that you want to do? Well, we watched a little bit of the basketball game with that Carmelo Anthony, but only about 15 minutes worth. Got to be careful. I have a feeling she's going to...
I don't think it's going to end up like that.
Just be careful. Make sure she doesn't, there are women out there that will keep a man in their purse. And I'm not talking about the entire body. A very important part of the body, though, they will keep in their purse. And once it's in their purse, it's difficult to get back.
I don't think it's going to be like that.
I hope so.
Me and her, we're level heads. We're similar in a lot of ways, so,
I know. If she grabbed your ass, obviously she's a freak. Right?
That's a good thing. Yeah, that's a good thing.
Okay, well, there you go.
To us Northeast folks.
I mean, that's how you say hello in New York, right?
No, that's not how you say
hello. With a handful of ass.
That's not how you say hello in New York.
So, Rage, are you going to ask her to officially be your girlfriend? Or
are you going to ask her to go steady? There you go.
Yeah, go steady.
No, I'm not going to ask her to go steady.
Are you going to take her to the malt shop for a soda?
No, that's what everybody else does.
Cash Cow brought up a very good point in the chat room. A perv is a person who asked to see the Ocho Cinco sex tape.
First of all, I have my reasons for wanting to see the video, and it's not the reasons that everyone else thinks it is. No, I have my reasons.
Anyways, so
yeah, listen, since we're talking about relationships, when was your last date, AA?
When was my last date?
Yeah.
Let me see. I had to look at my watch because I've only been home for about 30 minutes.
That long, huh?
Oh, of course that long.
Jeez.
You see, I don't talk about everything that goes on in my personal life, Rage. I've got certain aspects of my life that the audience just doesn't know about. And don't worry, Rage. I do okay.
I bet you do okay.
Okay.
I bet you do.
And I don't have to worry about going to Central Park, and hoping that at the end of the night, that I get to, you know, get a handshake and not use my hands. So, yeah, I don't have to worry about those things.
I'm glad I brought you up here because I kind of wanted to ask you something. Did you bother watching Total Divas on Sunday?
Yes, I did.
You did?
I enjoyed it. I thought it was pretty good.
You did? You really
great
did?
Show,
huh?
By the way.
Yeah, I thought it
it's
was
really right. It's a great show, huh? Really?
I didn't say it was a great show. I said it was.
No,
right.
Tony C. Tony C. Spit that out.
Oh, Tony C. He's.
I was being facetious. Great show, huh?
So, you wanna tell me about the show a little bit with this week's episode? Because of course I got too much other good shit to watch on Sunday.
Eva Marie was tried to be the dancer for Fandango. She told WWE executives that she knows how to ballroom dance.
I know all that.
And
she can't dance.
She can't dance.
But...
And then Stephanie McMahon ripped her an asshole.
So yeah, we're fun. All. So basically, we're all. She's all pissed off at the fact that Eva Marie can't dance for Fandango, right?
Mm-hmm. That's pretty much about it.
See that? See that's the shit. That
yeah. And
why does it? She has to audition to be a Fandango's bitch. Why?
That's what she wanted to do.
That's what she wanted to do because she wanted to be just thrusted, no pun intended, into the spotlight.
She's a stupid ass, ain't she?
She's a stupid ass, and she got herself in a very precarious position because, number one, she got engaged on the show. Two, she took her engagement ring off. And three, in the same day, Fandango started coming on to her.
Yep. Fandango started... like flirted with Eva Marie.
He wanted to, you know, mount her in the worst way. Just like
yeah,
he did
seem rather thirsty.
Just like how you wanted to be doing the same on Friday night.
Thank
Fandango,
you.
Fandango's act was caught on camera, and then when he found out that this girl can't dance, it was like a guy finding out that a girl was a tranny. He put on a sourpuss and turned around and walked away.
Cash Cow knows what I'm talking about. He hates those bitches. He hates all of them, just like I hate all of them.
Eva Marie is an idiot.
Yeah, she is very, very slow.
The Bellas, Ariane, and Naomi's okay. Natalia's okay.
How much airtime did the Bellas get?
JoJo is okay. How much time? About half the show.
30 minutes.
See, that's too much.
Wow, that's because they had to tour John Cena's palatial mansion, and then they had to go to Daniel Bryan's house
and rub it in his face that, you know, his house is smaller than John Cena.
Yeah,
his house. So
John Cena is like John Cena's
I know,
house
like,
is
I
like
know.
Five times.
Like I know, John Cena has like a big house and all of that, but I feel like they're constantly rubbing. I feel like they're rubbing it in a bit.
But let me tell you something, my Newark friend. The ratings on Sunday
were through the roof, weren't they?
They were through the roof. 1.2.
Beat
TNA again.
Jeez, why does everyone point that out? I mean, I know they beat TNA. Jeez.
Because it's a reality show on Sunday night on E. That's why.
But they're on different
doesn't
nights.
Doesn't matter. You don't understand the point though. A reality show on E doing fairly well in the ratings that has only been on for 2 weeks is beating Impact, an established show years in prime time on Thursday nights. The equation just doesn't, you know...
just doesn't add up.
It doesn't add up, okay?
Well, you know what else? You know what you know else?
I'd like to see what the ratings are for the Food Network on Wednesday night when they show like Restaurant Impossible and stuff.
So, but the thing is that like I said, Impact, they're on different nights. But the thing is that what else is there on E to watch? Like, seriously, of course.
The Kardashians, so that's about it. But
you gotta be fucking bored with life if you watch the Kardashians.
You're right. But I'm just saying that's the only thing that E... And all 20 spinoffs, by the way, of the Kardashians.
Yeah, that's true.
But
I still want to. I still want to know what her, what that kid looked like though. What her,
Northwest.
What her new, yeah, Northwest.
Well, maybe you'll find out at the Video Music Awards.
Because you know they'll be there.
They'll be there, and K-9 is going to be performing. So.
K-9.
Who the hell is K-9?
He said K-9. How do you botch up a name like that?
I did because K-Dawg. I did it on purpose.
This one.
I did it on purpose.
He does look like a pimple a little bit.
Everybody could say Kanye. That's K-9.
Oh, okay. K-9. Okay.
Whew. And where the hell is Pops at? When I need him.
I told you. Anyways, so what else you want to talk about there, Charlie Chaplin? I mean, come on.
Charlie Chaplin.
Talk about this this fruitcake, this transgender guy that is suing BET for forcing him to dress like a man.
Really?
Hold on.
Really?
Do you know? Okay, who the hell is B. Scott?
I don't know.
He's like a DJ or something.
All right. Apparently, he's an openly gay transgendered person. BET is he's suing BET because he went to the BET Awards dressed as a woman and they made him dress like a man.
I don't care. I don't watch anything on BET.
Hey,
I don't care.
That's kind of racist.
I don't. I'm sorry. I don't. BET is just so stereotypical. It just makes the fact that black people in 2013 still watch BET. That's offensive to me.
It's not worse than VH1 with all the love and hip-hop and
VH1
all that crap.
VH1 is crap, I get it. The thing is that BET literally has shows, puts on shows and movies that target a specific aspect about black people that kind of offends. And the fact that blacks do not see that, that offends me.
VH1 does the same thing. I get offended by Love and Hip Hop.
But Love and Hip Hop, look, Love and Hip Hop, I don't watch it, but I still, it's not a show that I can say is included in this sort of conversation, because, like, Love and Hip Hop is basically for nosy people. That's it. They're for nosy people. Every show on BET is catered to someone who just wants to be a nosy ass and just be in the lives of celebrities and shit. When you look at BET, it's like they show Soul Plane. They show Soul Plane over and over and over again. Now look, I think Soul Plane is funny, but let's face it, that fucking movie offends black people to no extent. And the fact that we're not complaining about BET, that makes me sick.
But for every Soul Plane on BET, there is, like, they still show, like, Phantom Matters rerun, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
They just put the Chappelle Show on there.
Why not?
Nothing wrong with the Chappelle Show.
There's nothing wrong with the Chappelle Show.
No.
But still, let's face it, BET is owned by Viacom, which is practically a white-owned black network.
Oh, please. There's a lot of, please. Listen.
Come on, Naomi, give me another example of that, because I don't see that anywhere.
Of what?
Of a white-owned black network.
Because they don't exist, because the people in charge are always going to be, it's always going to be, listen, if there was a Mexican chain of restaurants, okay, like Taco Bell, I'm okay. sure the guy who's running Taco Bell is not Mexican. He's probably like Chinese or something.
I can't believe you threw Taco Bell.
It's gonna always be like that. Do you honestly think that the person running BET is going to be? Why is Lee calling? Lee just called my cell phone for some reason. Listen, if you think for any second that if you've got a corporation that caters to, let's be honest, a minority or whatever, or a segment of the audience, whether it's Univision, BET, the Asian channel, I don't even think there is one.
Yeah, there is one.
Okay. The likelihood of the person on top being a part of that demographic, that minority or whatever, is slim to none.
But it's basically BET is a network that portrays white people and not white people, black people in such a way that blacks are just blinded by that. Let's face it, every show, almost every show except for fucking Chappelle's show and the Bernie Mac show, every show on there is fucking ridiculous.
Did you do your fucking homework? Did you do your fucking homework on the show before you even start on the network where you comment on? Huh?
See, pissed off.
Are you serious? How can you disagree with me on this? Do you watch BET?
No, he doesn't watch BET.
I watch BET. You know BET is not even owned by black people.
Yes, it is. I know that. I just
not anymore. Not anymore. It's not owned by black people anymore. That man took his millions and I don't know if it was a billion or how much he took, but he wrote.
It's owned by Viacom, the same network that owns MTV and Spike.
There you go.
We know that, Rage, but at the same time, do you really think that if it's not owned by black people that whoever's running it,
it's not sincere. Yeah, almost black television.
So why get upset? And that's not
why
the only
I'm
thing.
Upset? Because blacks still watch this shit.
You don't watch it, so keep on getting up.
Blacks still watch this shit. Just like
okay. When did you start caring about black people? You're not black.
So Ray, you feel like that? It's an episode of the Boondocks when they make fun of BET. That's really what BET does.
Yup.
With Mr. Sleevel.
I believe that 150%. I do. I think BET tries to destroy black people.
That's not.
I think BET is out to destroy black people.
I think VH1 is, but that's just me personally. But,
VH1 is just a cesspool.
VH1, look, I can let VH1 pass because...
How can you give them a pass? If BET doesn't have, like, the black shows... Like they have the Real Husbands of Hollywood. That's a comedy. This stuff that VH1 tries to pass off, they try to pass off as real life, like basketball wise.
It's all a comedy, Tony. See,
and all that stuff.
It's all a comedy.
Do you know what's funny about Basketball Wives?
Oh God!
The fact that Chad Ochocinco's wife was on there, and Chad Ochocinco does not play basketball. That's what I found funny about it.
Well. She was married to Antoine Walker, who was a basketball player, right?
Really?
That's how she initially got on there.
He's basketball.
Hey, I got a question. I thought they already had a show about Basketball Wives and Girlfriends. I thought that was called The Game.
Let me tell you what The Game used to be. The Game used to be a comedy.
Listen, I'm
gonna hang up. All right, Lee.
I just had to.
Yes, please.
Yeah,
I can only.
Hey, where were you?
I can only.
I'm still at work.
He's at work. But he hates the fact that you are trying to the same way you defended King of the Mountain last night.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep defending because I still can't believe.
I gotta tell you something. I gotta tell you what Rage did. I gotta tell you what Rage did real quick. Rage, I'm sorry, buddy. I told you I was gonna tell. So
tell
Rage,
what? Tell what?
Rage, we're talking last week, right? And Rage is
outrageous. Like, I can't believe this man would say that he wants John Cena to lose the belt. That's just crazy. Nobody's going to believe that. I think you know that storyline. What do you mean? He said that he didn't want John Cena to be champion. That's bullshit. He does want Cena to be champion. I said, that's his character. That's Mr. McMahon. No. Wait a minute, huh? Mr. McMahon?
And I did not, yo, I did not sound like that. You're over-exaggerating.
You didn't say that, Reeves? You didn't say that? You didn't say that it was bullshit because Vince McMahon doesn't want John Cena to be champion?
I'm saying I thought the whole Vince McMahon character was dead because he killed it off.
What do you think he's doing right now on TV? What do you think he's doing now while he's on TV?
Obviously, it's Mr. McMahon.
So you know, I had to walk him through all the different times when Mr. McMahon was quote unquote killed off like the Undertaker or injured off of or storylined off of TV. Because he had a flag moment where he thought that Vince McMahon was really saying that as the owner of WWE and not as a character.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Memo exploding. I thought I was talking to my son for a moment. I thought I was talking to him. As a matter of fact, my son would have figured that out. But anyway, Rage. You know what?
You got a lot to learn, Rage, about the world.
This whole conversation is crazy. Because you got three black guys against one white guy.
And listen, I can defend myself,
double
A, okay?
Tony and me against Reed.
Yeah, because I'm not defending BT.
That's a good point.
I'm not defending BT at all.
I'm not defending me either. I'm just saying, I mean, you know what it was about, so you don't watch it. Don't get upset.
I don't watch that bullshit, but it still makes me, it still pisses me off that blacks still watch that shit.
What do you watch?
Because you bitch about everything.
What do I watch? I watch good shit. I watch good quality shit.
He watches, he kicks off his morning with Wendy Williams.
First Take. No, don't even go there. I kick off my morning with First Take, and then I, when I come home,
then
I watch
he watches,
Ralph Thorne.
He watches, you know, Michael and Kelly.
What the hell is that?
Kelly and Michael, live with Kelly and Michael. So that she could see how bad Kelly wants Michael Strahan, and how bad Michael Strahan wants Kelly Ripa. So
see, he saw that one. They were so on each other.
And he's waiting for them to actually go at each other on live television, since that is a live show. like if something actually is going to happen one day. But then again, it is a Disney produced TV show.
Look, I don't watch that shit, but I don't have to watch that to know that Kelly Ripa wants Michael Strahan. Like, I don't have to.
Look, I gotta go. I'm about to hang up, Reach. Thanks for allowing me on Double A, Reach.
I know she likes
I appreciate
man.
It.
I know.
I know all you watch is ESPN and Lady Chatterley's Passion, but
you're doing it.
On that note,
I'll
let you go. Y'all have a good night.
You too, Lee.
Shit. You're calling me true shit.
See.
See,
you scared Lee off.
I need to scare Lee off sometimes.
He just doesn't want to deal with you. That's the real reason why Lee probably is not hosting tonight. He's really at home.
Well, you didn't want to deal with me either, Double A?
I have to deal with you. I'm the one producing the show. That's the difference. But, no, listen. Lee's right. It's three black people against one white person. So it's me, Lee, and Tony C against you. And,
Man, I didn't know Double A was one of the brothers.
Oh, please, I've been a brother since the mid-70s, and I was born in 82, so yeah.
I didn't know Double A was a brother.
Ah, yeah, please. My brother brought me into that life, man. My brother, he brought me into that life, man.
He wants to bring out that cheesy Dusty Rhodes voice.
Dusty Rhodes, no. I'm not black like Dusty Rhodes. Dusty's a different
Dusty
kind
Rhodes,
of life.
Dusty Rhodes reminds me so much of Justin Bieber. It's just
oh my god. I can't believe you just said that. I'm actually offended. I can't believe you just said that. You just said Dusty Rhodes reminds you of Justin Bieber. Listen,
yeah,
Justin Bieber is the quintessential wigger. Dusty Rhodes is a black man, whether you like it or not.
Dusty has way more soul than Justin Bieber.
Well, yeah, Justin Bieber doesn't even have a soul.
Like he does. Like he does have. Like Dusty does have more soul, but it's like the thing with Bieber is like he tries too hard to be black. Like he tries. Like he's trying to get the sleeve tattoos. You know, weren't driving around in a Ferrari. You know.
Oh yeah, spitting at people, hanging around with people,
at his own fans.
Hanging around with people like Lil Twist, and I think that it's okay. Listen, Justin Bieber, okay, one day is going to get his ass handed to him. All right, he's going to get his ass whooped one day.
And it's going to be on TMZ.
It's going to be on TMZ the day that he get his ass whooped. Because, no, John Cena is more black than Justin Bieber. Yes, yes,
wow,
John Cena is, John Cena is a wigger, but he's still more black than Justin Bieber.
Oh, my God. He really said that.
Of course, it's the truth.
Yeah, John Cena wants to be a brother.
Yeah, whatever happened. You know what's crazy? Whatever happened to CM Punk wanting to fight Chris Brown? Like, whatever happened to that? Because I really wanted to see that.
Because Chris Brown's a little chicken shit.
He would have folded Chris Brown.
But he'll
like
pick
a fight.
But he'll pick a fight with Drake any time of the week.
Because you know why? Who did the fighting? It wasn't Chris Brown or Drake. It was their bodyguards. Do you actually think either one of them threw a punch? No.
I think they did. Exactly.
No, they didn't. Please.
Oh, there was a glass bottle involved.
Okay, there was 40 people between the two of them. Do you honestly think that they threw a glass bottle? No, it was one of the others that threw a glass bottle.
I think one of them threw a glass bottle at the other.
You're wrong. You're absolutely wrong. And again, those are two people right there. In a real situation, Chris Brown would get his ass handed to him, and the same with Drake. Because, I'm sorry, Whether you like it or not, there's not too many tough people from Canada.
Outside of Chris Benoit and
maybe
George
Bret Hart.
Pierre and George St. Pierre.
You know?
Yeah.
I really wouldn't consider Drake a tough guy. Okay? He was on Degrassi, for God's sakes.
What is that supposed to mean?
Please, that doesn't prove that you're tough.
So what? He was on Degrassi. So what?
He was in a wheelchair.
Doesn't mean anything?
Please. He should have kicked somebody's ass from that wheelchair.
That is so offensive for you to say.
Lil Romeo? Yeah, okay. He might have a little bit of street cred, only because his dad is Master P.
He's not black. Well, he's not black.
He's more black than Bieber is.
He's not black.
But Lil
when your
Romeo...
Dad has a hit. When your dad has a song that says, make him say. You're black.
His small time ass. He can't even get a record deal at 23.
His small time ass still could roll your ass right over.
I'd beat the shit out of him.
All right, and I don't think I think Lil Romeo
Great.
And Master P, and I think those guys, yeah, they're the real deal.
I beat the shit out of him. I beat his ass.
Another one.
He hasn't get. He shit.
Another guy.
I think his dad hasn't tore his ass up. I'd fuck him up.
You know who's more black than You know who's more black than Justin Bieber? Justin Timberlake.
That
true.
Him too.
That's true.
I want to see Reyes versus Lil Romeo at WrestleMania 30.
I'll kick his ass.
Book it.
I would beat the shit out of that kid.
You know who's another one? You know who's another one that could really do damage? I truly believe he could do some damage. He weighs 120 pounds, soaking wet with a brick in his pocket. But I'm sure he could get the job done.
Who?
Bow Wow.
Bow Wow is a pussy now. Are you serious?
Bow Wow is smaller than any.
But you know what it is? You know why I say that? Because usually it's the little ones that are the most dangerous. It's like Kevin Hart.
A little man complex.
Kevin Hart would probably kick somebody's ass, even though he knows.
No, he wouldn't. No, he wouldn't.
I'm sure he would.
Kevin Hart's
got a little man complex.
Kevin Hart's too much of a pussy to do that.
can't Bow Wow
is gonna be the next TNA champion.
Exactly. But yes, I'm gonna tell you, you know, but Chris Brown, Drake, who else causes a lot of problems in the world?
They should get Kanye in the ring. He's crazy enough.
Kanye, if they said take one punch, he would miss.
Yeah, he kind of would.
I want to see CM Punk tie him up like a pretzel.
No,
I think there's going to come a point where CM Punk is going to do a celebrity match at Mania. I think they're really going to throw him in there.
Will Smith isn't black. Give me a
break. He's not black. Who says Will Smith is black?
Will Smith, his wife tried to leave him for Mark Anthony.
He's a Scientologist. Give me a break. Anyways.
Will Smith is a Scientologist, really? Yeah. He believes in that shit?
Yeah.
Just like Tom Cruise? Wow. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Uh-huh. With those stupid-ass kids of his, Jaden and the hair girl.
Yeah, Willow. She doesn't have her hair anymore. Whatever. She doesn't. You need to see, like, if you go, I don't know what her music video was called, but she cut her hair so short, I swear to God, she looks like a lesbian.
I whip my hair back and forth or some crap like that.
That hair is gone. She is totally bald now.
But now listen.
Like a dude?
She looks like a lesbian.
Alright.
I'm surprised.
Okay, Rage. So, we talked about, you know, who's black, who's not. Now, who do you think is too white?
Who I think is, like, too white?
Like way too white.
That's a good idea.
Like you say, oh my god, question. That's this, you know, guy is just way too white. Like I you know, you go ahead, you can call him a cracker if you want.
Now we're stepping into the Riley Cooper reign. And you know,
have old Riley Cooper though.
You know what? I'm gonna speak on that later, but
go ahead.
I think Donald Trump is too white.
Nah.
Donald Trump.
He's too white.
Yes, he is. He's too white. No. He's too white because he's a Republican.
Lee says The Rock isn't black. He's not even Samoan anymore.
Holy. Hold on now.
There you go.
No.
Cash
right.
Cow.
Hold on now. He's right. He's right.
Cash
he's
right. Cow. Cash Cow's got a great one in the chat room. Wayne Brady. He's not black.
He's too white.
He's white.
He's too white. Like, if you watch his game show on CBS, like...
Yeah, he's very...
He worships the white people.
No, he's always been white.
His audience is nothing but white.
Al Roker's
but that
white.
It is a funny skit when he goes on the Chappelle
show. Al Roker's still black. He's still black.
Al Roker's white, okay?
How is he white?
He just is.
And this is what's going on in your neck of the woods.
So what? I mean, he might talk a little white, but you know, I think he's still one of the brothers, you know?
If you drop Al Roker off in Dade County, would he be able to make it survive?
On his own? I don't know.
Drop him in Compton, he'll
he survived in New York for all these years. So,
yeah, did he start to get white?
Yeah, but he thinks green. That's the problem.
Yeah, Diddy's whatever color makes money.
Exactly.
I had one person in my mind who I thought was too white, and I lost it. I just had
in
it.
The Rockets. The Rock is black. He was on the cover.
The Rock is not black. He's not black. He's not black, and he doesn't recognize his blackness or the fact that he's Samoan anymore.
Even though he's commercial, he's not.
He's white.
He is black.
He's white.
Commercial.
I can't believe we're really having this conversation.
Name the last time in a movie you saw The Rock with a black girl.
But the black girl.
Oh, please. That doesn't.
And don't, and listen, don't, and do not count that, that was, small, and do not count that small ass cameo he made in Why Did I Get Married 2? Because that doesn't count.
Damn.
When was the last time you saw Kim Kardashian with a white guy? I mean, and don't give me Chris Humphries. He ain't white.
He ain't, yeah, I know he's not white.
Yeah, Ray J was the last black guy Kim Kardashian was with. That was really black, Ray J. Like Reggie Bush ain't black.
Reggie Bush. Reggie Bush is kind of... He's still black.
Eminem is black, yeah. I'll buy that one. Eminem is black.
Eminem is black.
Yeah, he is.
I'll let Eminem call me a nigga. I would.
He probably would. He probably would.
Riley Cooper, too.
No, but this whole Riley Cooper situation, look. It's... I think we're really putting too much attention on this. I think we put too much attention on any person, any white person who says nigga. Like, I do. Like,
that may be true. Hold on. That may be true, Rage. But here's my take on this, okay? And this coming from a guy that's not black. Despite what Lee says. And thank you, Lee. But I think, depending on the circumstances, okay, and who it is, and how it was done, hold on, if you maliciously said it in a way that was just completely, completely out of left field, like the Riley Cooper incident, yes, at that point, you should feel the wrath of the public.
Of the brothers.
Exactly. Now, if you're Paula Deen and you said it 30 years ago, now come on, does she really need to lose all her endorsements?
You want to know?
Yes.
To me, look, nigga is just another swear to me. It is.
But Rage, you can't say that, man. That word has so much history behind it.
Oh,
it's not,
come on.
Not to our generation, but to other people, like the older generation. You can't say that, man.
I'm sorry, but us blacks, we really need to grow up.
No,
we
but
do.
Well, hold on. I can understand. I understand. Tiger Woods is not black. Anyways.
Oh, heck no.
Anyways, here's the situation, and this is why Rage thinks in that mentality. Because Rage is grew up in the Northeast. Northeast has a different mentality to that word than the South does.
That's what I really think it is.
In the South, while that word was thrown around a lot more, it's a lot more, you know, frowned upon because of the negative connotation that it was used in the South. Because up until the 60s, let's just say, and go, you know, even well into the 70s and 80s, but that word was thrown about like just like an everyday word. Like if you were to say apple or orange, that was a normal word. Now it became very taboo. Not a nice word to say, but the fact that it was, you know, you say that word in the South, and you might as well go hide in a closet.
Say the word, double A.
Oh no, I won't say it.
Well, you wanted the brothers say it.
I have respect.
He's one of the brothers, but he
everybody.
Has more couth than the same.
Exactly. I have more couth. I have a little bit more class. I have decorum. Yeah. And as the acting chairman, founder, president, commissioner of this network, okay, I have a moral responsibility not to say that word. That doesn't mean I haven't said it before.
In the South, man.
Yeah, in the South, that's like letting off a fart in church.
See, look, that word would get you beat down.
It's just off.
We need to just grow the hell
no,
up. Look,
I don't agree with that.
Look, I know the history. I know all of that. Like, I know the history. The thing is that we constantly have to throw the race card in everything. And that's what annoys me.
He didn't throw it in there. He didn't.
Always got to throw the race card at something. All the time.
We like, didn't throw the race card in there. He did. He was at a Kenny Chesney concert. Wasn't no brothers at the Kenny Chesney concert.
Look.
Here's William Morgan, and now we're bringing in Surfer also, who want to comment on this situation, Rage, because you're ignorant, apparently. William?
What's up, people? What's going on?
What's going on? See, we're having a very deep discussion on race relations in 2013. We're trying to figure out who's black, who's white, and why is Rage so ignorant?
First of all, if you don't mind me taking the lead for a minute here, let me digress a little bit and say what Riley Cooper did was completely wrong.
It was wrong.
He did. He was just, and there's no excuse for what he did at all, Rage. There's no way you can justify what he did at all. Now, granted, we as blacks don't do each other any favors because we see that word amongst ourselves, and that gives other races maybe a self impediment or a way to excuse using the word where they get around our people. Personally, if somebody from another race comes up and tells me, I'm going to be the first brother to tell them, hey, you don't do that.
Right.
You step off.
And that's the thing.
That's the thing that you need to remember. Now, I don't know if they are going to cut him. They may not. I think he does deserve to be cut because what he did was just stupid. Most of your teammates are African American. Most of the NFL is African American. Therefore, you're going to have a sign on your head anytime you play, first and foremost. Second, when you have people like LeSean McCoy doubt you being a teammate and also doubt the type of man you are, others may follow suit, and that's not going to be very, very good for you either. So at some point down the line, Philadelphia's going to have to make that decision. Is he worth the headache? Personally, he's the fourth receiver on the team, and to me, he's not worth the headache.
Right. See? And like I said, because I was deemed a brother earlier tonight, I will not use that word, Rage. Despite what you think, I've got more class than that.
See, the thing you have to remember, Rage, is this. It's a bad word no matter if we say it or they say it. And it's something that we, and it may take time, but it's something that we have to learn not to say. Because it's one of the most heinous words out there for anybody to say.
Right, and Rage got disconnected. Surfer,
yes.
I'm going to bring you up on this now, and even though this is Rage's show and he should be hosting. But first of all, I got to ask. Hold on. I got to ask. We'll start with William because William spoke his two cents. William?
Yes.
Name a black man who's white.
David Otunga.
Okay, that's a great one.
I forgot all about that one.
Disagree.
Do you disagree how you want, sir? For the fact of the matter is, look how the man carries himself and look how the man talks. I'm not saying that it's wrong for him to portray himself in that way because he's trying to present himself in a formidable fashion. But at the same point in time, you don't forget who you are. You don't forget where you come from. And that's what he portrays himself to have done.
Surfer.
Go ahead, surfer.
What's the evidence he got where he came from?
What's that?
What's the evidence?
The man is an African American. Straight up, plain and simple. Look how he dresses and look how he carries himself, at least on television. I don't know the man. I don't care to know the man. But I can only describe it. I can only comment on what I see when he's on television. And when he is on television, I'm sorry. He does not act African American in the least.
Funny African American. I mean, what's he supposed to do? come out and eat
chips. Dance like R-Truth.
I'm not even saying that. I'm not even saying that. What I'm saying is this: when you come out,
it's Surfer. That man, he does not think that he's white. He doesn't act white. He come off as just as black.
Surfer, can I ask you a question? What other brother do you see 90% of the time in a bow tie?
I have a friend I've known since high school who wears a bow tie because, one, he thinks it looks better on him, being that he's on the shorter side, and he just recently he just recently got his doctorate in religion. Mm-hmm. And he wears a bow tie all the time.
Again, we just said Muslim. Religious belief, same thing.
Got where he came from. He grew up in the same neighborhoods I did.
That's religion. There's no difference between what he... practically no difference between what he's doing and what...
Does it make him and what, white?
And what... And what a present day Muslim does.
But see, that's another thing we need to get out of, people. We need to stop trying to, put people and call them not black. Now there are plenty of black people who hate being black, hate other black people. Clarence Thomas, great example.
I agree with you there. I agree with you there.
David Tunga is the man's a lawyer. He's intelligent. That doesn't mean he forgot he's black.
But that also doesn't mean you have to go over to what your constituents do.
Okay. And what, I don't know if they got married or they're still engaged. He didn't run out and get himself a blonde woman, or he has a blonde woman on his arm all the time. I mean, listen. Donovan McNabb, right?
Mm-hmm.
Him and T.O. both play for the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I used to listen to the radio station, and people were calling to my Donovan McNabb isn't black. He's not black enough. This man has a great relationship with his parents. He married a black woman, and then T.O., on the other hand, people swore up and down he was the blackest person in the world. And I've never seen this man date another black woman.
No, he likes the other race. Now, I don't know if T.O.'s supporter, but he does prefer the other race, anybody outside the black race. But he has his reasons, though. When it comes to that, everybody can't deal with black women. That's a whole other subject.
Woods can think he's not
That's
black.
That's another show right there.
That's a whole nother show.
Tiger Woods can wish he's not black. Tiger Woods deep down knows he's black. Okay,
he's white.
Sit there on TV and say everything else. When it comes down to it, he knows who his father was. He knows he's black. Trust me, his father didn't raise him not to totally forget that.
All right, then, Surfer, name a black guy who's white.
I just told you, Clarence Thomas.
Oh, Clarence Thomas. But give me another one.
Okay. Black guy. It's easy to point to people like Brian Gumbel, but... Listen, trust me.
Brian Gumbel, we listed... Okay, how about this? We listed a few earlier. Are they white? Okay.
Okay.
Hey guys, I'm gonna switch over to my computer Skype, so I'm gonna call right back.
Okay. All right, Rage is now back on. Now, Surfer, I'm gonna list a couple of people. You tell me, are they white? Okay. Al Roker.
No.
You don't think he's white?
No.
Why not?
Al Roker does what he does because he's on TV. He plays the game. There are a lot of broadcasters, right? There's a guy that's local here. He's been on TV since I was a kid, right? and you would think he doesn't know where he comes from. The man knows where he comes from, and he comes across as the milquetoast safest guy there is. Give me another name.
Wayne Brady.
Wayne Brady is not white either.
Yeah, we see the same on that.
All right, Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber?
Is he black?
No, but he makes his money trying to act black.
Now, okay, I'm about to... You tell me if this guy is black, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to post something to the Skype thing. I just want you to watch it and tell me if that guy is black, okay?
Okay.
We're going to lay out while Surfer watches this clip on YouTube.
Pushing across Central Florida, so places like Orlando, Daytona Beach, the Cape Canaveral area, Vero Beach will be getting in on the heavier rainfall, and eventually that should... I am so sorry, Bill. Oh, my God!
Come on, listen. It's obviously...
See, he sounds black.
No, it's not... I hate to say it, but he comes across more.
He's a local weather guy. It's in South Florida, by the way. Go ahead.
I think he's more feminine and gay than anything else.
True, I mean, but is he black?
Or white has nothing to do with being afraid of a roach.
Oh my God, that's too funny.
Right, who else?
Who else do we say is that's black but is really white?
Ooh, Surfer, they tried to say The Rock wasn't black.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Lisa The Rock isn't black.
Why? This has been a narrative people y'all been trying to say because y'all don't want to like this man.
It's not a fact of liking him or not. The man doesn't recognize the fact that he's black.
He does not.
He doesn't even recognize the fact that he's Samoan anymore.
Oh, that's bull. So he told you this, huh?
You know that, don't listen to what Rage says. He said that Dusty Rhodes reminds him of Justin Bieber. So.
That's an insult to Dusty Rhodes.
Dusty Rhodes is black.
Yeah, that's what I told him, and he said, no, he's not.
I didn't say he, I did not say he wasn't black.
You said he reminds you of Justin Bieber.
I think Dusty Rhodes is black, but I'm just saying he reminded
Dusty
me of Bieber.
Dusty Rhodes.
On this network, we're going to leave. This is what we need to do. We need to leave The Rock alone. And we need to leave Hulk Hogan alone.
No, because we'll be The Rock is not black, and he's not Samoan either.
He's black. Rage.
No, he's not.
Rage.
Man,
let me ask you
something. Black.
No. Let me ask you something, Surfer. When was the last time? I want you to think of every Rock movie, right? I want you to tell me the last time The Rock has ever been with a black woman in a movie. And do not tell me.
That doesn't mean he thinks he's white or denies that he's black.
He doesn't like black girls.
I don't know who he likes. I've only seen him with his ex-wife. I don't know who he's dating now.
And she's Hispanic. She's right. Not even white.
Yeah, she is Hispanic.
He's not black. He's not even. He doesn't even. Rage,
you really sound ignorant saying that.
Why? Because he doesn't. He's not.
You do. Now, well, give me some more names.
Why would right,
I can't
right
think
here?
Of a, I can't think of anybody yeah, else who said. Black. I know we listed a couple of white people. That are
who
black.
Was who? This is a comedian, right? He used to have a talk show on late night, and he used to do skits that was really racial and not racial. Like, hey, black people do this. White people. I mean, they were. Stereotyped against black people. What's his name?
What about Bill Maher? I think he's black. I think even though he's white, what? I think he's
Bill
black.
Maher is not black.
He's
just
white.
He like black women. Don't make him black.
I got a good one. What about Tyler Perry?
He's more blacker than The Rock.
No, Tyler Perry's not black. He ain't black.
Tyler Perry's not black.
Tyler Perry is black.
He's not.
Yeah. Okay, what is he then?
He doesn't recognize it.
Yes, he do.
He's always selling out.
He recognizes himself as a black woman, okay? So what are you talking about?
I'll agree with that. Okay, we'll get Surfer's thing now with who do you think is really tough? Now, we listed a couple of names on people we think could actually lay down the law. And we started things off with Chris Brown and Drake. Do you think Chris Brown really, if they had to fight, do you think they could get the job done?
Chris Brown, yes. Drake, I don't know.
You think Chris Brown could fight if he had to?
I'm not saying, listen, I'm not saying he can beat the world, but I'm not, listen, it's please, not.
I think he's a chicken shit.
You're looking at
dude
fight.
Dude would get his ass kicked. Dude would get his ass
kicked. Chris Brown could get his ass kicked. But the question is, will he stand up for himself?
I don't think so. He'd shit himself before the fight starts.
He wouldn't.
He will, okay? I think Chris Brown will. Listen.
All right.
Chris Brown will defend. He could get his ass kicked all day long, but if he gets back up and he's willing to defend himself.
He would run at the sight of a group of 8-year-olds.
All right. William Morgan, your thoughts. Can Chris Brown defend himself? Can he fight, or is he a chicken shit?
Just by
Come on, Will. Back me on this, Will. Come on, Will.
I got to give my own personal opinion. That's what I'm about. That's what I do. Just by looking at him, he's thin, kind of wiry. I don't think he's got anything for anybody.
Thank you.
I think he'll run. I think he'll run.
Those dudes don't mean shit.
He'll run away scared.
And we're going to ask William Morgan this also. We got to ask him the two pressing things. Is Dusty Rhodes black?
No.
You don't think Dusty Rhodes is black?
You said no?
Isn't
Cody going out with a black woman?
Yeah.
Because he's influenced by his father.
What does that mean?
That doesn't mean anything, though.
Dusty is one. Dusty
goes out.
He's been putting on. He is one of us. Okay.
I think Dusty's black, but I don't think that has anything to do with Cody.
With black people in any bar in the United States. No.
Here's the thing that you guys are forgetting. Just because you hang with us, don't mean we induct you as us.
Thank you.
I understand that. Dusty's black.
You would accept Dusty if he came to your family reunion, Will.
I'm telling you.
I mean, I'm not saying he would.
Father and Dusty are similar in so many ways.
I'm not saying that he's not a good guy, but that doesn't mean that I almost accept him as a brother.
All right, is Wayne Brady
Lee
black?
Lee just texted me something, by the way.
What did he text?
He said first, if you had children and you were out at the movies and someone said to one of them, go back to Africa, you little nigger, you would not be okay. Okay, you know what? I would not be okay, but
of course
thing,
not.
But I would not throw I'm not gonna throw the race card in it.
Oh please, you're full of shit.
Oh, and the second thing he said he likes The Rock, but he's not black. That's what Lee said.
Oh my god, Lee, what is wrong?
Oh, gotta get off that, man. The man is black.
The man is black. Okay.
Let me say this about The Rock really, really quickly.
I watched him in a movie where he called himself Blackula.
And this
so
is,
what?
Oh my god.
Let me say this about The Rock real quick. And this would have been my issue with The Rock per se. Every time you see him in movies, and you see him occasionally in movies, and you see him on the internet, whatever, tribal tattoos, whatnot, he celebrates his Samoan heritage. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, because I understand you got to respect where you come from. But at the same point in time,
what should he do to celebrate being black?
More than that.
He has the Brahma Bull on his other arm.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
That's a brother tattoo. What should a man named Dwayne do to celebrate?
Yeah, that is a brother's name.
Being black.
My brother.
That would satisfy you.
Name doesn't mean shit.
No, but there ain't too many white guys named Dwayne.
My name is fucking Marquise. That doesn't mean my name says.
No. Listen. Hold it. I'm not saying anything with certain names. I'm just saying Dwayne. There ain't too many white guys named Dwayne. That's it.
Exactly.
That's it.
That doesn't really mean anything. That's not saying anything.
Listen, I'm sure there's a white Marquise out there, but Marquise is not a very popular name. I'm just saying, Dwayne, you know. Okay, fine. Let's talk about names then. What name? Give me a name Give me a black name that a white guy shouldn't have, or vice versa.
Chris?
I don't know if there's a name they shouldn't have. I mean,
no, but that just doesn't match. How about
you
this?
You name a child.
Okay, that doesn't match. That doesn't match.
I went to high school with a white guy named Leroy.
Okay, there you go. Give a name that doesn't match.
Daryl. Like, because Daryl.
No, you can have. There's a lot of.
Daryl Hammond?
There's a lot of white Daryls out there.
What kind of. No, that shouldn't
have. Daryl Hammond?
Buff Bagwell's real name is Marcus. That don't fit.
Yeah.
That's a brother's name.
But no. Would you call
a brother's name? Marcus it's an English name.
All right, would you call a black guy like Zach or Josh?
Yeah, I would.
I know white guys named Zach.
Oh, there's white
Zach
guys.
Zach Randolph
Zach
Randolph.
Zach is short for Zachary, Zachariah.
Zachariah.
Sound like the whitest name in the world.
What about a black guy named Josh?
I don't know any black guys.
That's a biblical name, so.
For Joshua, yes.
All right, William, give me a name. Come on.
Well?
Give me a name. Give me a name that just doesn't, it doesn't fit.
It just doesn't fit a black name that doesn't fit a white dude.
Or vice versa.
A white name that doesn't fit a black name.
Right, like Josh, you wouldn't call a black guy Josh. I don't know any black guys named Josh.
Yeah, I've known black guys named Joshua.
All right.
I've never have.
But not Josh.
What do you think Josh is short for?
Joshua. Okay.
It doesn't have to be short for anything. I don't think I've ever heard someone just named Josh, not Joshua. Or nothing. I just have
Rage.
Not.
You haven't lived.
Josh is short for Josh.
You're barely, you know, from your pappy's nutsack, and you don't know what you're talking about.
Yes. What about Herb? Herb shouldn't be used in general.
I know. Yeah, that's Herbert.
Cash Cow brings up a good point. DMX's name is Earl.
Well, that's a terrible name to begin with. Or just Earl is terrible.
My name Herbert. Herb for short.
Herb is terrible. Herb
that's
is awful.
All
this is an awful name. Okay, let's talk about bad names in general, okay?
You want to talk about black names?
No, no. Names in general. Bad names in general.
Would you call a white
name?
Like Fred. I think Fred's an awful name.
No, it's not.
I think so.
Fred is an okay name.
Oh, please. Would you call your kids Fred?
I wouldn't call my kid Fred, but...
Okay, well, there you
Fred's
go.
Okay. What's up with Fred?
I think Fred just sounds funny.
I have not known a white person named Tracy.
I do.
Tracy that Smothers.
See, that should stop.
Yeah, okay, granted.
Okay. Lee said that you shouldn't have a white guy named Jamal.
A white guy named Jamal.
Basically, I think that's what he said.
Well, when you get into the
and he says Wayne Brady makes Bryant Gumbel look like Malcolm X.
That doesn't mean Wayne Brady doesn't realize where he comes. That Wayne Brady
doesn't recognize where he comes from.
Wayne Brady gets so upset when you accuse him of not being black. Because the man grew up in a, you know, he didn't grow up homogenized or anything. He grew up like everybody else.
Yeah, but he does not recognize where he comes from. He
doesn't.
Dave Chappelle. Is he black or white?
He's black.
He's black, 100% black.
He's okay, black and so, crazy.
That's the blackest black man.
You know what him and Wayne Brady have in common?
Nothing.
You know? Wrong. They both married Asian women.
Here's the thing about Wayne Brady, though, that you seem to not get. Just because he grew up in African American situation doesn't mean he wasn't brought around to the other way of thinking to get.
You're assuming that because he puts on this facade in order to have a career.
That's the truth. He caters to the white person.
So Surfer saying Wayne Brady has soul somewhere down in him.
Do anybody
he ain't got no soul?
Listen, do anybody think I sound white?
Who?
No.
I think I sound white?
No.
No, you don't sound white.
You know, growing up, I heard that a lot. People thought I sounded white. People told me that they thought I was acting white.
Well, you could be throwing an accent in there, or a little
Bill Cosby's not black.
Bill Cosby's black, okay?
Listen. Bill Cosby's not black.
I'm going to bring up another
subject. Bill Cosby's not black.
I'm going to bring up another subject that had hurt. That had,
hey! Right, you know, I want to reach through Skype and smack the shit out of you.
Okay, go ahead, William.
Cosby's not black.
I want to bring up another subject that kind of hurt me near and dear to my heart, since we kind of and it veers along the topic we're talking about. Raven Simone outed herself on Twitter. I am so upset.
Oh, that's not that.
What are you upset about? What are you so upset about? I knew she was.
Upset.
She didn't have to out herself. I already knew.
She just, you know. Listen, I don't think she's complete, though. I think she's just.
I think she's bi.
I think she likes to sample both sides of the buffet.
But, look, it doesn't matter. I wouldn't touch Raven the way she is now. She's gross looking.
No, please.
You, I wouldn't.
I'm sure if she was butt ass naked. In front of you, you would extend your hand and be like,
every
you know what
sane person knows that Raven Simone is sexy when she had weight. Now that she's skinny and looks like an emo, I wouldn't touch her.
You're full of shit.
Everybody knows that.
This is coming from a guy who said Taylor Hendricks had an ass.
Yeah, she has an ass. A very nice ass.
Oh, and before. And before you get me confused with that, I've always said she can wrestle. I never said she had that.
She can wrestle. She has an ass, too.
No, she doesn't have an ass, okay?
Well, you were saying something about the Riley Cooper shit?
No! I was just saying that he's a four-string receiver. What he did was stupid. What he did was idiotic. He put himself in a bad position with his teammates. But you also put yourself in a bad position in games. You're going to have a target on your back, man. The NFL is, what, 80, 90% black?
Yeah.
You don't think a corner, a second, third string corner, wouldn't have no problem taking him out? Really?
Well, take that 15-yard penalty.
Any day.
Look, I'm just saying we really just need to grow up. If we're such a nation of, oh, sticks and stones can't break my bones, then why don't that be the same for when someone calls you a nigga?
Because, Rage, listen.
Socially not acceptable.
It's not acceptable socially, and he said it in an awfully, awfully mean-spirited way.
He said he'll fight any nigga out there. So no. What?
And not only that, but let me remind you, he said it with no hesitation.
Exactly.
It just came right out, like it just flowed off the tongue of his mouth every day, like he just left the clan meeting.
Exactly.
Bros will go out there and take him out. You get off the, you won't be able to get off the line of scrimmage, man.
You know what? That only goes to show that we're some sensitive ass people.
I don't think he should lose his job, but he does need.
I don't think anybody should lose their job when something like that happens. Because, look, everybody's entitled to make a mistake.
There's been bigger racists in the league, and then it was Wiley knows. It was a linebacker. He played for Denver at one time. That everybody.
Ooh, Romanowski.
Yeah.
There's a difference between being a linebacker and a wide receiver. Okay. A linebacker,
wide receivers get protected in this league these days.
And plus, Romanowski was a 10 times better player than Riley Cooper.
Probably. You know what? I have a hypothetical question, William.
Yes, sir.
Your favorite team is the New Orleans Saints, right?
Yes, sir.
So if Drew Brees said "nigga," what would you do? How would you feel?
Well, I have an issue with it. Issue with it for several different reasons.
Would you be one of those people that would want his head on a stick?
Yes.
Oh God.
Look, Ray, let me ask you a question. Look where he is. What is the primary population, the racial population down in Louisiana?
I would say it's about 95% black.
Exactly. You go and say something like that? and it makes it to the airwaves. Look, that's what they'll throw that Super Bowl championship out the window.
Oh, I don't believe that.
Throw it out the window.
I don't.
They would have to trade them.
They have to get. They have to get rid of them.
You know, let me. I think
Have other people to answer to. It's bigger than just Riley Cooper and the word. That word.
And why I think if the New Orleans Saints were playing in the Super Bowl, right? Mm-hmm. And Drew Brees just said the word nigga. I don't care in what context he said it. He just said it. Then he won a Super Bowl title. People would ignore that shit really quickly. I know it.
No, they would.
No, because it's Drew Brees. It would get even more attention.
And that means he's at the Super Bowl. He had to say it at Media Day. Do you know how many doggone members of the press are at Media Day? Almost every freaking network is at Media Day. So it will be caught. It will be on every outlet you can think of. The minute it hit, I'll be shocked if he got out of Media Day alive, to be honest with you. You can't
do it. And he will probably play. He will probably play, but after the game, he'd be gone.
And I just think it just goes to show what sensitive-ass people are.
Let's look at another subject. Let's look at Johnny Manziel. Okay, Johnny Manziel is in trouble for signing autographs and getting, $7,500. Okay, it's all fine, well, and good when you put the little quote-unquote white boy in the crosshairs. But go back to the day and look at Reggie Bush. He was getting money for playing. They vilified Reggie Bush like it was no other. But look at Johnny Manziel. Everybody wants to make excuses. Everybody wants to just excuse
support. Because that's the society. We live in a society where the rich kid is always celebrated.
Okay.
The guy that we live in a society where it doesn't matter what you do, as long as you're white and rich, we'll let you pass.
That doesn't make it right, though, sir.
It doesn't make it right, but still, that's just the society.
Okay, and that has
involved with this.
That has to change. Go ahead.
Reggie Bush did the same thing, and he did it for better reasons, to help take care of his family. Johnny Manziel just did it to piss off the NCAA.
Because he comes from money.
Yeah, he comes from money. He has money. So what would be the only reason he'll do that? To piss off the NCAA. Like I said, again, you got to look at things on a bigger spectrum, a bigger platform. And to say that word in this day and this time by anybody of another race, and that's something we need to do, like I said before, as African Americans, we need to stop saying that. So until that day comes, it's going to be the same.
Mean we fight, man.
So what?
What do you mean by we?
Americans.
I don't use that word.
We need to stop saying it amongst ourselves as well.
I don't use that word amongst ourselves.
So what?
And that way, just because I'm from the Northeast doesn't mean that word has less.
So, no, let me ask you
something. You might not use it, sir. There's a lot of us that still do.
I said, no, sir, I think you misunderstood what I said. I said that in the Northeast, that word was not thrown around as much as it was in the South.
Oh, yeah, it's thrown around as much.
Not as much, no. You're not going to tell me that in the North, it's thrown around as much as in the South.
Oh, yeah, going places in Boston, going places in the middle.
You're not going to, no matter what you tell me, you're not going to convince me that some little town in Alabama
go down
says
to
says it less
the
than
shores,
Boston
in Jersey.
No.
Surfer, it's a southern town.
That's why Rage can be like, we need to grow up and leave it alone.
It's not a southern term.
It came from the South.
It did not come from the South.
It came from the South.
It came from the South.
Do you know where the word comes from?
It actually comes from Nigeria, right?
No.
No, it comes from, let me guess, the Hispanic word for Negro?
No, it was not Hispanic. It was more of a, not Dutch, but, what's one of those other countries up there?
Swedish?
Maybe.
German?
And it meant black. It was their word for black. It wasn't meant to be racial.
Now you're getting into another point. Now you're getting to
something different.
When they started using it here, then they made it into a racial term.
Now you're starting, but now you're starting to get to a whole nother point, because that's another spelling of it. But that's another show.
That's your
that spelling of it.
But what you're talking about, just because it may not have originated in the South, Surfer, but it was used.
It pioneered from the South.
You know, when slavery took place in this country in the beginning, slavery took place in the entire country. It wasn't just
I understand that, but in the South, it was much more prevalent.
It still is.
It still is, more so than anywhere
else.
In the South, Surfer, it's, listen, I'm not black, so I can't defend it to the degree that somebody else. Okay, I can't defend it though to the degree as somebody else could. But you didn't grow up
in the South. Defending a word. I mean,
hold it. You didn't grow up in the South, so you wouldn't know.
Father's from South. He's from down South.
Again, the whole point being is this, guys. Until it stopped being said by everybody on both sides of the house, it's something that's always going to be a hot topic. Yeah. And we need an African.
It all comes down to this:
African American.
Why anybody have to say the word?
It's good we're having this conversation.
Well, that's.
I'd like somebody to answer that question for
well,
me.
Well, that's a good. That's a great question.
But can I say something? Let me say something. If we have to stop using the word nigga, like, as a friendly term,
can I make an observation though?
Sure.
There was five people that have been on the air today. Six people actually: Rage, Tony C, myself, Lee, William Morgan, and Surfer. Who's the only one that has said that word so far tonight?
Me.
Rage. And he's the one trying to defend the word.
No.
It doesn't bother me. It just doesn't. It doesn't.
Again, but let's also don't forget.
I don't know who he's been dealing with growing up. But Stop's the man. It hasn't been ingrained into him to think that way about himself and everybody around him.
But let's also not to forget, too. Rage is the youngest of everybody on this line.
That's true.
He's ignorant to bliss. He doesn't understand.
That's true. He said War Games was a terrible match last night.
Oh, here we go.
He said King of the Mountain was a great match. He's got some issues these last few days.
No, I tuned in wanting to know about Rage's date. Did y'all get
yes,
into
we
that?
Did talk about the date. He didn't. He didn't park the car.
Yeah,
but she
why you going hold, just to see if me and her had sex?
Yes.
Oh.
But listen. She grabbed a handful of ass. Not him, she did.
Oh, that's nice. Good for you, man.
And by the looks of things, she got a handful.
What are you trying to say? I know I'm fat. What are you trying to say, though, boy?
I'm not saying anything.
What,
you're trying to say I'm fat. Okay. Are there pictures?
I'm not the one that called you Biggie Smalls, okay?
You all called me Biggie Smalls that day. I think it was Nixon, right?
No.
Either Nixon or somebody.
Nah, you ain't Biggie Smalls. You booked
me. Yeah, somebody did. I'm not Bookman either.
I'm sorry.
You know
they called you Buffalo Butt.
You're funny, man.
Oh God, we need to get your jumpsuit now.
Let me say this though. If we have to stop using the word nigga as the word, yeah, I said it. If we have to stop using the N-word as a derogatory, listen, hear me out.
Why don't we stop using it by you stop right now?
All right. We got to stop using the N-word as a derogatory term.
No, don't use the N-word either.
Let me get this point, Surfer. Let me get this point.
Damn. If we got to stop using the word as a derogatory term or a friendly term, then you know what? I think the same should go for the word bitch, too. Right?
Who's the one that says bitch all the time on the air?
First of all,
for the women as bitches is you.
Let me clarify that, all right? I don't call all women bitches. I call the women that I don't like bitches.
Yeah, right. But who's the one using that word all the time?
You know, Ray, you know the difference between a bitch and a hoe?
Huh?
You know the difference between a bitch and a hoe?
Yeah.
What's the difference?
You know what? No, there is no difference. Never mind.
See, no, there is a difference.
No, there is no difference.
There's a difference.
They both sell their asses for money. What's the difference?
No. This is an old joke. All right?
And if you're calling it an old joke, then I'm not that old.
Okay, I'm only 20. Different kind of bitch and a hoe, let me tell you. A hoe fucks everybody. A bitch fucks everybody but you.
I
remember that one.
Now, do you understand that? Do you understand what that means? No.
He's processing that. Let him process it.
I think that we just need to
stop it. We need to stop using
that outrageous social upbringing. I think
he's going to learn from us.
Yes, yes. His social upbringing. Get him up to speed on what he needs to do.
You can help me on my social life as much as you guys want. I'm just not going to feel any different on the N-word. I think that, I'm sorry.
Because
The N-word to me is just the same as every other curse word. That's all it is to me.
What? You know, you're still too young, to understand. Because I'm going to tell you something, Rage. Just because I'm 10 years older than you doesn't mean that when I was 20 years old, I didn't think that way.
Yeah. Me either.
I hang out with a lot of white friends.
That doesn't mean anything.
I'm serious. Like, hear me out, though.
They can be cool.
I have a lot of... Hear me out, though. I have a lot of white friends. They're all potheads. They're skateboarders. And I'll let them call me nigga. And I'll call them nigga back.
Then
we're all cool. We're just... It's just a word. It's all it is. It's a word. We gotta just grow up.
Listen. Hold on.
Double A, I don't think you'll be able to speak sense to him.
I'm not going to try to speak sense to him, but listen, I'm going to try to explain to Rage to the best I can, okay, that the reason why the word is vile, okay, is because it's not like, look, if somebody comes in here and says, like, when we're all kids, oh, my God, he said ass. Oh, my God, that's such a dirty word. Blah, blah. But, you know, ass is, it's not a great word, not a nice word, but it's a word that, you know, if you call somebody an ass, you know, in most intents and purposes, they're not going to get offended and things like that. But when you got a word that it's going to affect somebody, it's just best to avoid not saying it, period. And until everybody stops using the word, okay, look at it this way, Range. If the word isn't uttered for 30 years, okay, the day somebody says the word, the power of the word won't be as strong. But now the word is so powerful and it's so hurtful that it doesn't matter who says it. You know, it could be Riley Cooper, it could be Ray Don Chong, it could be anybody, you know, saying the word, and it's gonna be hurtful, it's gonna sting, and that's that. And as long as people like Rage continue to say the word, the word is still going to be out there for people to use because, you know, they hear you using it.
Because it has so much history and pain behind it.
Right.
I don't want you, Rage, to become the poster boy of ignorance. You have said on the call-in show, I think it was last week, that we should legalize drugs. Now, I know your situation and why you would think that way, but that's not a very good idea.
It's not responsible.
And for you to say that there's nothing wrong with this word in any sense of the meaning, in any spelling of the meaning, and you not see the ramifications and offense of it, it bothers me. And like I said, I just won't see you as a poster child for ignorance.
Here's the thing, Rage. As long as you continue to have this laissez-faire attitude in general, regardless of what words you use in your language, your views on certain policies in the world, or even the way maybe myself or William or Surfer or Tony C or Lee think, until you change this mentality that these things don't affect you, these things don't bother you, these things don't matter to you or whatever, you're gonna go through a life very you're gonna go through a very ignorant life, and not when you have to. Life is not gonna be easy when you're that careless. That's the word I want to use. Careless, not ignorant. If you're that careless in your life, trust me, Rage, life ain't gonna be that easy.
You have to realize, Rage, that somebody is looking at you.
Exactly.
As you get older, and as you start going into the professional way of life, if you still carry that same attitude into that setting, you're going to be criticized even more so and lose out on a lot of opportunities.
There you go. See? You learned something today, Rage.
I don't think the Rage learned a damn thing.
Of course not. He never learns anything on this damn show. Lee tried calling back in. Lee, if you want, call in.
Like I said.
And then we'll go off the air here in a little bit because, you know, I do have to work in the morning.
But I'm there with you, AA. But I'm feeling that as far as the Riley Cooper thing goes, the guy should be released. He's a four-string receiver.
Four-string. Okay. You know what? All right. Go ahead.
If he got released over that, he would never learn. If anything, he'll want to blame. He'll be right in his thinking because he lost his job over something he shouldn't have uttered, but he did. And you know, it's best for him to learn, not be punished.
You want to put him in a locker room every day. You want to put him through practice every day. You want to put him you want to put him on the field every Sunday, and you're gonna feel comfortable with that.
If he's in camp, and you know that you know it's just oozing off of him, maybe. But if he shows that he's sorry,
but let's look at the other factor. When you look playing these other teams, and we've learned from my Orleans Saints, unfortunately, bounties do exist. And I don't care what Roger Goodell does; he's not
going to be able to bounties. Bounties.
He's not going to be able to completely kill that. So, can you imagine, man, what you put that man through on the field? The other team's not going to be able to see. Oh, he's sorry.
You can't hit him. A cornerback or safety can't hit him any more than he normally get hit on the football field.
One
with all the rule changes out there, right? You can't even lead with your helmet anymore.
You think somebody go down low on him though, Surfer? You don't think somebody go down low, take him out by the knee? You don't think so?
I don't think you should be
released. Yeah, and that's going to cost them a lot of money. You would personally take somebody up by their knee, knowing you can get hit with a huge fine for doing it.
Dude, if it's a bounty, your teammates will pay it.
No, because they'll slap such a big fine and suspend you.
If you're
a bounty, there's no bounty you can pay for. Trust me, it's not worth it.
You're a second, third string.
Look.
DB.
If they see you go for the knees, they know it's going to be on purpose. They're not going to overlook it.
He just should not be released. He shouldn't.
I think so. I think so.
I mean, you know what? Granted, okay, fine. He should be docked a few some games, but I don't think he should be released.
I think
that's
so.
that's just a bit much.
Well, Rage, I think you need to bring this
this episode of Full House to a close. I
this
know.
Ain't this ain't Full House. This was a a forum. This was a this was essentially was a forum. What can we call it?
But this is my second time being on this show, and I did truly enjoy it. So
that's good. That's good. Rage, you got some work to do. So go ahead and do what you're supposed to do as a host and run down the things that this network offers.
Well, thank you for. Well, again, thank you for everyone for tuning out to this very. I don't know what to call this sort of episode, but it was a very informative episode.
Of course,
it's nice
it was.
We had this conversation.
Yes, it was.
In the time we live in this country, but check out all the other good programs that are on this network. Don't forget to tune into the Rant every Tuesday night at 8. We got the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan every Saturday night at 11. We got the show that everyone loves to hate. What are you reading with Surfer?
What are you talking about?
Don't steal my lines.
We talk about.
I kind of like it.
I hate the show.
I'm playing. Jeez.
You see,
tune into what are you reading?
Let me tell you something. Stop. Hold on. Stop right there. You see, Rage starts off the show by introducing himself as Double A.
Oh,
and then he then he steals a line that I said 2 weeks ago on the Rant.
Yeah, and I kind of liked it, so I took it. That should be in the mod. That should be an homage to you. Jeez, take it
swagger
that way.
Jack, Double A. It's Swagger Jack.
Oh, quit with that word swagger. I hate that word. But anyway.
Oh man.
Anyway, tune into What Are You Reading every Sunday night at 6. Mark your calendars for Sunday, August 18th, where we will have our coverage of SummerSlam. It'll begin at 7 p.m. with the pregame show. You can join the personalities during the proceedings in the chat room. And then at 11 p.m., immediately following SummerSlam, will we have the postgame show. And check out all the... What?
The music in the background, sir.
On my end, or is it Double A's? Of course it's Double A.
Just continue on, okay?
That's a song from
That's
the Hulk,
incredible.
Isn't it?
Just go ahead, continue.
Just so disrespectful for you to say something like that. Just so disrespectful.
They find a way, but... Check out all the... I can't even concentrate on the show. My God.
Yeah, you gotta play that sad Charlie Brown theme. That's what you should...
Check out all the articles on the, that are on...
Oh, the sad Full House music.
Go ahead, sir.
God damn it. You got...
Go ahead, Rage. Just continue.
But check out all the articles that are on the website. Tommy Dennis just posted... He posted an article, a review on Red 2. Throwing me off.
You what? You can't finish the show?
Oh, I can't finish it because you're doing this shit and I can't even fucking concentrate.
Great. You know who did this song?
Austin Powers.
No, that's not who did the song.
Quincy Jones.
Oh, okay.
God.
Look at this. Sad news to report. One of the last remaining munchkins dies today.
Who cares?
What do you mean, who cares?
I don't care. I hated that movie.
Wait a minute. You don't like Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
I said munchkin,
not
Oompa Loompa.
You know, they're about to release the Wizard of Oz in IMAX 3D.
Well, that's great.
Awesome.
Go ahead.
Check out
Go ahead, Rage. Continue on.
check out all the articles that are on.
Let's do some. We the lollipop.
Go ahead, Rage.
Join this show. Join this show. Be back on next month with a different name.
Are you sure it's going to be a different name?
It's going to be a different name.
Are you sure?
I swear.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
So disrespectful for you to say something like that.
You know what? For me, Rage. For Tony C. For Surfer. For William Morgan and for Double A. This show's got to end. Good night, everyone.
I hope you listen to this very carefully, Rage. You need this theme song will make you realize that life is tough, okay?
Maybe the world is blind, or just a little unkind. Don't know. Seems you can't be sure of anything anymore. Although
this song sucks.
Right off the ground. What's gonna be? Guess we'll just wait and see.